You're in conversation with Clayton and a lady who, well, is sort of stealing a bit of my thunder with the way that she goes about things from GodConversations.com. We should have trademarked the conversation's name, shouldn't we? Tanya Harris joins me. How are you, Tanya?
I'm very well this morning, Clayton. Great to be with you.
You've gone a bit further than that too, because you've got a DVD series out at the moment. I know on the Christian channel starting up a bit later today. You've got the other side of the conversation as well. So you're going whole hog trying to take my title.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a good title, Clayton. Great minds.
Tanya, you're a pastor and obviously you've got a real heart to discuss the idea of God actually interacting with humans. Take us through a little bit about, why even create a series like this? Why do you reckon people need to sort of think about this? I mean, for all time, people have tried to have this relationship with God, discussing it, talked about it. And you've actually said, well, do you think you've heard from God? Where did all this come from, the sort of the fascination and the idea you want to talk about this?
Yeah, well, I was raised in a Christian environment. So I remember growing up in church and sitting in the wooden pews and listening to the old hymns and kind of believing who God was and what my parents told me. Hit about 21 and thought, I don't know if this is real. You know, is God really there? Is all that I've been told, is it true? And so I began to go on this little journey of show me, God, who you are. And met a friend who seemed to have this personal relationship with God, who had a conversation with God. And I thought, wow, what would it be like if God could actually speak to me? Yeah. That's kind of cool if you think about it. And so then began to sort of ask God, what do you sound like? And funnily enough, the ministry I have today, which is equipping people to hear God's voice, came out of that personal journey. Mm. God, what do you sound like?
Mm. Well, so let me ask you that question. What does God sound like? Everyone would wanted me to ask it, so I may as well.
Well, you know, thunder, lightning, writes the signs in neon lights across the sky. He speaks in a number of ways, I've discovered, and one of the most surprising ways is through that still small voice, I think, in your thoughts sometimes. And things like through dreams and visions, through prophecy, when people get a message from God for you. I think the most surprising thing was some of the things he said and the things he showed about my life. Yeah, great journey.
Let me bank up a second question behind that, because I reckon, you know, we know that a lot of people who listen to the station, some have a really strong sort of Christian faith and might understand a bit more of where you're coming from in that. And others sort of go, well, yeah, I don't really sort of go to a church or anything like that. How could I know if God was speaking to me? Mm. How could I know that that dream or that thought was actually just me thinking about, oh, I just had some bad pizza before I went to bed, or it's somehow there's the, you know, cosmic God talking to me.
I hear voices.
Yeah, that's
from
right.
The grave. And I think part of recognizing God's voice is understanding that we don't always get it right. And sometimes the voices we hear are definitely not from God. Most of them aren't. And part of it is learning to recognize it. It's a little bit like getting to know someone. And when you start to get to know them, you understand what they sound like.
Mm.
So I say, is this the kind of thing that God would say? And I look in my Bible and I see the sorts of things that Jesus said and the kind of ways that he relates to people and those messages of love and of goodness and kindness and hope. Is this the kind of thing that God would say to me? And so, a lot of people in history have used this whole thought that God spoke to me to justify some really bad behavior.
Yeah.
So we test things against what we know about God and who he is and what we see in the Bible and what we see in the way he relates to other people in church life and in history. So, there's a process of going, is this something that God would say?
Tanya Harris from GodConversations.com. She also has done this TV show, The Other Side of the Conversation. It's a DVD series as well. And I think we've got a copy to give away. That
yeah,
you've
you
given
got,
us.
Yep.
Oh, there you go, about $50 worth there. We're going to give away to one of our best callers today. So if you've got a God conversation that you think you had, maybe, do you reckon God's talked to you at some point? What was that? Tell us the story. Or maybe you've got a question for Tanya as well. Certainly give us a call, 1-300-777-899. Robert has done just that. G'day, Robert.
Yeah, Clayton. How you going?
I'm doing well, thanks. Robert, talk to us about your story and the God conversation that you reckon has happened for you when God's spoken to you.
Yeah, look, about 2.5 years ago, I got home and there was a set of divorce papers waiting at the mailbox for me.
Mm. Wow.
And my wife had gone to Queensland with my daughter, and a series of events over the next two nights, I sort of worked myself into probably the lowest point I'd ever been. I hadn't slept for 48 hours.
Yeah.
And I went to bed, and I didn't know how I was going to get to sleep, and all of a sudden I just heard this voice in my head. I said, Robert, you've done all you can do. Just let it go and leave things to me. And I went from a state of complete despair into just complete peace.
Oh, that's powerful.
Yeah.
And I went off to sleep and slept probably the longest I'd slept in a fair while.
Yes.
And the next morning I was, I got out of bed, I was just doing a few stretches on the floor, and I heard exactly the same words, exactly the same voice, saying exactly the same thing, and it just reaffirmed it.
There you go. So for you, that was, you know, God speaking to you, just saying it's all right, and trust me from there.
Yeah, just leave things to me and trust me. And as time has gone on, his voice has proven to be correct, that, you know, I do need to let things go and to move on. And it's just amazing. It couldn't have been from anywhere else or anyone else, because I was thinking thoughts in a completely the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Robert, that is so true. Often when I hear from God, it's completely opposite to what I would normally think. And the fact that it brings such peace for you,
yeah,
and gives you such hope, to me, that's one way of knowing that it is the voice of God.
Wonderful. Robert, yeah. Thanks so much for giving us a call. We really appreciate it.
No problem, Clayton. See you.
Good on you. Thanks so much, Robert. Wonderful to hear the stories that we have, you know, already. And yeah. I think there's some more people we'll get to in just a couple of minutes' time as well. The impact of these stories as people share them with you, I mean, that must be a real encouragement for you too, Tanya.
Yeah, it's exciting because you realise that God is very personal and he knows the details that are going on in our lives, and that's really fun. It's amazing to witness that.
Yeah, for sure. We've got Bernadette on the line. Bernadette, what's your story about God conversations?
Well, it wasn't actually a conversation. It was more of a vision. And I'm quite a cynical person, so this topic for me was one that I really just sort of doubted whether people actually heard from God. But I was on the couch at a friend's house one night just watching a movie, and for some unknown reason, I sort of... I'm shaking here, sorry.
You're all right. You're fine.
I had a vision of an accident, a car accident. And I'm sitting on the couch thinking, why have I just seen this? And I just started to pray. And the feeling just didn't go away. I was actually really concerned about this accident that I saw. And on my way home, I sort of hesitated as I was driving, going through an intersection, which I normally didn't do. And I didn't go when the light changed to green and a car went flying through a red light right in front of me. So I just sort of, I can't doubt that God speaks in different ways. He saved our lives. So.
That's true. One of the things that Jesus said, Bernadette, was that he would show us things to come. And he does that to encourage and to warn and to help us and protect us. So it's about listening to his voice and responding to that. It's profound.
Yeah. Amazing. Praise God.
Yeah, wonderful. Bernadette, thank you so much for sharing. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good on you. Thank you, Bernadette. Wonderful. Keep them coming. 1-300-777-899 as we keep these God conversations happening. I think that encouragement, that idea that, hey, God is, as we believe in a God who's so much bigger than us, he can actually communicate with us in so many different ways. Right, Tony?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Dreams and visions are one of the ways he does communicate as well. We see pictures of things to come too.
Yeah. Let's head to Ken first. Ken, what's your God conversation moment or story?
Yes, it was actually in 1996, probably on 6th or 7th of January, just before my son was going to be born. Jackie and I were all alone in Australia, just come into the country, and, we were getting our first child, and we were sitting there in the waiting room, and, worried and didn't know what was happening. We didn't know anything about, it was the first child which was being born. We were sitting there all alone, and we were wondering, how everything's going to be. And somebody came into the room and they turned on this old TV, which never worked before. They turned it on and it made this little noise. And then it came onto this channel where there was this preacher who came on for probably about 2 seconds. And all he said in that 2 seconds that the TV was on was, "Fear not, for I am with thee."
Yep.
And... all our worries, and all of a sudden, this whole peace came over us, and both of us got quite emotional. And
wonderful.
Even as I speak about it, I do. And so from then onwards, and we got my son was born, and Jackie had the most amazing delivery. It was all in a couple of hours, and we had this healthy little boy in our lives.
Wonderful stuff.
God can use people, can't he? He can use anything to speak to us.
Yeah, sure does. Hey, Ken, thanks so much for the call, mate.
No worries. Thanks, Clayton.
Good on you, Ken. Thank you very much. Tanya, how important are these sort of moments, the God conversation moments, for faith generally? You know, we don't sort of live like this where, you know, God suddenly has something come on the telly all the time. But how important are they to actually help a faith sort of solidify, as it were?
Yeah, great question. I think that is when we interact with an almighty God, comes and zeroes in on our little situation, on who we are, and we realise that God does love us. I mean, we know the big picture. He loves us. He sent Jesus to die for us, which is profound, and it's the bedrock. But these personal experiences make it real and alive in our lives. I know for me, I was all set being a PE teacher in my early working life, and when I started to pray about my future, God spoke to me about being in ministry. And for me, that was such a foreign concept, because no women I know could be pastors. And so that led me on a journey of seeing what God had for my life and getting to know what he was like in the personal experience where I lived. Mm. And that was profound, life-changing for me.
Yeah. And so often it can just sort of set a course a slightly different way, and away you go from there. Just incredible. There is lots more people who want to talk to you as well. Marinella is on the line. Marinella, would you share with us your God conversation moment?
Good morning, Clayton. I'm actually on annual leave this week, so it's lovely to be able to hear you.
It's good to have you on board.
Thank you. My experience of God was about 4 years ago. I was in a government counselling program, which I truly enjoyed, and the program came to an end. And I was at a loss as to what to do next. It was I really wanted to know where I was heading. I had no idea where God was leading me to. And a week before that, I actually had taken a client to a mental health service. And a week later, when I was just walking into my office, I had a very strong sense from God telling me to put my resume into this particular mental health service. And I had not thought of it before because I didn't want to get into mental health. But 4 years later, I'm still in that program, and right. I love what I do.
Fantastic.
And it did take a while to get used to working with the clients that I initially found difficult with. But now I love it, and I know that this is where I'm meant to be.
Wonderful stuff. Love the story, Marinella. Thanks so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Good on you, Marinella. That's great. And look, I love how the stories we keep hearing, Tanya, it's just different ways.
Yes.
And it's about our lives, and it's the way that we see things in different forms as well. God understands us on an individual basis,
absolutely,
not on sort of a big sort of, you know, one group of people, and he says everything the same way.
As for Marinella, God knew what was good for her and can show her, give her some ideas about what her future would look like.
Yeah, just incredible. The other side of the conversation, it is a DVD series. Now, it's going to be on the telly today as well. Why the move, I suppose, to put it into a DVD series? You know, I know it's available at all sorts of different Christian bookshops and all that sort of stuff. So, I mean, obviously there's an avenue to get it out to other people, but why not just leave it with a TV show?
Well, what we tried to do about 5 years ago, I started a ministry called God Conversations, and I travel around churches and teach people in seminars how to hear the voice of God. And we wanted to, one of the things what I've learnt along the way is that people know that God speaks, or they read the Bible and it says, and God spoke to Moses and God spoke to Joshua. And that sounds great, but we don't actually know how he did it. Mm. And how did they know it was God anyway?
Yeah, yeah.
So what I wanted to do was really break it down in a teaching series to show this is what God sounds like. You can know. Jesus said we'd be able to recognise his voice. And so I wanted to demonstrate that.
Great.
And so we put it into a series, wanted to put it on further afield and take it to TV. So the result is the series that's showing today.
Just wonderful, wonderful. We're going to get back with plenty of your calls. We're going to be back. I think, Jesse, we're going to be having a chat to you next. Lots of God conversations. If you've had a moment where you believe God spoke to you, get in touch with us. You can text us. You can give us a call as well. We're after those thoughts, those moments. Jesse joins us now. Jesse, what's your God conversation, your God moment that God spoke to you?
I'm Jessie and I'm 45 years old. I have gone through so much. I'm 15 years being a single mom. I'm legally divorced in 2003, and that was the most devastating time of my life, with a 7-year-old boy under my custody. And because I just had enough, I said, I mean, but God had been the center of my life, the faith being the center of my life, even till today. But at that one point, I said, no, I can't take it anymore. And it was the 27th of October in 2003. I cried and cried the whole day and the whole evening and the night. And it came to a point when I told God that before the sun rises on the 28th, if I don't hear your voice, I just want to know that you are there. I don't want you to forecast, tell me my future, and you. I don't want all that. I just want to know that you are there and you are seeing and watching whatever is happening to me, and that is all that I want to know. And I said, if I don't hear your voice on the before the sunrise on the 28th, that's it. I'm putting an end to my life, and that is not to blackmail or anything, but I'm doing it. That's it. Went to bed at 2:30 in the morning after the long crying day, and I was so exhausted. And about 3:30, I heard a voice call Jesse. Because I was so exhausted, I really forgot that I fought with God so much the whole day and the whole night. It didn't wake me up fully. But a couple of seconds later, another time, Jesse. And that's when I really remembered that, oh, this is all that happened. And then I was fully awake, and the third time, Jesse, and God said, I am the one to give you peace, and I am there with you. And that's it. That's all that I wanted to hear. Whatever I had to commit suicide, I threw it away, and here am I alive.
Wonderful.
Life is not a bed of roses still. It is still thorny and rough road, but at least I know that God is there. Through it all.
Wonderful. Jesse, that, I mean, what an incredible story it is. Fantastic that that is what occurred, and the fact that you can ring us today and share that with us. It's just wonderful.
Yeah.
Jesse, would you like to have this DVD series, The Other Side of the Conversation from Tanya?
Wow, that would be great.
Wonderful. We'll give that to you. Good on
you. My pleasure, thank Jesse. You. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Great.
Thank you.
Hold on the line there, Jesse. And Pris, my producer, will have a chat to you and get all your details down. Plenty of people still want to share some of their thoughts. Tony, you're supposed to sort of finish up, so I hope you don't mind sticking through the news. But let's. Can I share a few of the ones that come in on text
absolutely.
And Facebook for you
yes.
as well? Plenty of people just getting in touch with us at the moment. The Kay says, love Tanya's DVD. Got it earlier in the year. Been a whole lot of peace through a whole lot of crazy journey, so that certainly helped her, which is great. Someone else says, I used to think I could hear God's voice. I'm not sure anymore. Things have changed a lot over the years. The last time I tried to talk to him, though, I haven't heard that voice for a while. It says to me, maybe I'm not really sure, not sure if I could actually tell his voice anymore.
Yeah.
So, people obviously on journeys as they go through
absolutely.
As well. And plenty of people getting in touch with us. Carolyn says, I was a very new Christian. The night I moved into my current place, I heard God's booming voice say, if I talk the talk, then I got to walk the walk. That was my first experience and I've got to do it.
That is so true.
Ever from then. This one, Christina says, a few years ago, back in the day when Light FM played requests during this sort of time slot before they let me have a bit of a chat, I rang up and requested a song. As soon as I hung up, I got a call from the police that my daughter was on the way to the hospital in an ambulance. She'd attempted to take her life. I quickly drove to the hospital with her. They put her on life support. I stayed up all night. Staff encouraged me to go home to my other children. So I was on the way back home the next day. About 15 minutes after I got into my car, I heard the song I'd requested the day before. The DJ apologised for not playing it the day before, but she said I knew it was just God's way of speaking to me right then and
wonderful.
There. So there you go. Even when we're a bit behind the eight ball, things are still happening, which is good.
God sees.
What's
the
summary, I suppose, as you leave us for the moment here, Tanya? Someone who's listened, maybe they've got a bit of a Christian faith. Maybe it's someone who hasn't got a faith at all and is starting this exploration of, well, is there a God? I'm hearing all these stories. Maybe there is a God who can speak to me.
Yeah.
What's your encouragement for someone as they search out a bit more of God?
Well, I think sometimes we see God as a God of rules, but actually when Jesus was on the earth, he said that I've come to call you friends, not servants, not someone who's always telling you what to do, but someone who shares their heart with you. And God wants to be our friend and speak to us in that personal way. So we just need to be listening to what he's saying.
Yeah.
So I encourage encourage you, go on that journey.
Yeah.
Learn from the DVD and the TV series if you can. Yeah. Be a part of a community that knows God, yeah, and get to know him personally. Yeah.